The following podcast is a Simpronto Media production. Welcome to the Fasting Reset Podcast for cutting edge and practical health information on fasting, where we promise to support you on your fasting journey with every single episode.
Become a master faster.
And now, here's your host, Chantel Ray.
Chantel Ray, and over the next 30 days, we're going to be answering one of the top 30 questions we get all the time on fasting. Stay tuned every day and we'll answer one more. Hey guys, there's two products that I absolutely think that are amazing. One is I created a Waste Away Trim Down Support Packet. And what they do is they really help you use fat for fuel and they help you have healthy insulin, cortisol, and energy levels. They are amazing. They're called Trim Down Support Packets. So if you're feeling stalled, these are all natural and will just give you that extra boost. The other thing that I love is that I helped create something called Digest Aid. It's the Waste Away Digest Aid. And it's amazing because it has digestive enzymes plus betaine HCL, which is going to help you with stomach acid. And so if you are having thyroid issues or if you can't have gluten or dairy and then decide to just have a little bit, this will help you digest it because it has enzymes and betaine HCL. So go to ChantelRayWay.com and click on store or click the show notes. Hey guys, if you haven't had a chance to join our intermittent fasting community group on Facebook, go to ChantelRayWay.com/Facebook for our three different Facebook groups that we have, or just click on the show notes. We'd love to have you there.
What about people who are diabetic? A lot of people, that's a question. You know, people want to know, you know, my blood sugar, I have to keep it regulated. Sometimes it drops. And I have to eat in order to get my blood sugar to come back up. What do you say about people who are diabetic and intermittent fasting?
So I'm going to talk about type 2 diabetes. I'm not going to talk about type 1 diabetes, but I know that right now we have proven evidence of massive, massive amount of people who intermittent fasting has completely reversed their type 2 diabetes. And there's massive amounts of reports. I mean, person after person after person who have lost weight, their blood sugar levels have improved significantly, and they no longer need to take their diabetes medications. I personally was pre-diabetic. I was ranged, my blood sugar levels when I would wake up when I was fasted was anywhere from 99 to 101. When you are in the pre-diabetic state, when you're in a fasted place, between 100 and 120, meaning what I mean by that is when I wake up, I prick my finger, I put it on the blood glucose monitor. If it comes up between 100 to 120, you're in the pre-diabetic state. And that's from a regular physician. If you ask most naturopaths, people who are functional medicine doctors, they would say that really around 90 or higher, you're in the pre-diabetic state. And when I was waking up in the morning before I started doing intermittent fasting, my blood sugar was anywhere from 95 to about 102. And now when I wake up and do my blood sugar, I am probably around 70 to 80, which is phenomenal. If you wake up in the morning and you check your blood sugar and you're between 70 and 80, you are doing fantastic. So I believe that it is just a powerful tool. If you've got type 2 diabetes, obviously you need to talk to your doctor, but there's just way too many people who have been cured. And in a person with type 2 diabetes, your cells don't respond normally to insulin, which helps you to control the amount of sugar in your blood. And so when you are eating, you know, carbs and breads and pasta and sugar, basically what's happening is your pancreas is receiving a signal to release insulin. And so what happens with all these people who are eating, no matter what you're eating, right? It doesn't have to be, you know, carbs. I mean, it can be, you know, you could be eating broccoli and still your pancreas receives a signal to release insulin. And insulin is released into the bloodstream. And if you're constantly doing that, that's when you can get insulin resistance. And that's one of the things that I believe is so powerful about fasting is because you're limiting the number of times you're eating. You're not eating here every six small meals, eight small meals. And what happens is that your body finally gets a chance to heal itself. So I'm a huge proponent of intermittent fasting, and there's too many ways that you can heal it. I've seen it for people who have type 2 diabetes.